Thousands of miles of fiber optic lines crisscross this globe. They are buried under oceans, in mountain ranges, and in cities. Dozens of companies invested tens of billions of dollars laying down these lines, all of them sure they would profit from carrying an ever-increasing flow of electronic information and voice traffic. But NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that on a typical day, 95% of fiber optics capacity is not used.
Last year, Dana Cooperson's company tried to take advantage of one of the promises of the high-speed information revolution. Her company, RHK, a telecom consulting firm, wanted to connect all its employees in Asia, Europe, and here in the U.S. through a virtual private network. In theory, this would be more secure and efficient than a simple internet connection. But when they shopped around, they found no providers offered exactly what they needed.
Well, you'd think there would be. But we haven't gotten it to work to the point where we feel like we're doing what we need to be doing.
For instance, they still can't easily send lengthy documents between here and Asia. There are plenty of fiber optic lines to carry the information from San Francisco to the continent of Asia. But on many days, all that capacity is worthless to RHK. Because the high-speed lines don't extend to the exact location in suburban Asia where its employees happen to be. It's sort of like having a water pipe that runs from the water company all the way to your street, but then stops a few feet before connecting to your house.
You do have to have the fiber in the right place, so there's a pretty big untapped opportunity in the local services arena to get more fiber out to more buildings.
But there are few companies positioned to build what's needed. The telecom industry is plagued by poor earnings and massive debt. It's in large part the result of too many players competing for the same customers and a miscalculation about how much these customers would be willing to pay for new services. During the boom economy of the 90s, startups envisioned everything from web-based entertainment channels to video on demand. Fiber optic manufacturers figured all these new high-speed, high-volume products would flow through their systems, so they prepared for an explosion in business. Denny Bilter is vice president of Ciena, a builder of fiber optic electronics.
Essentially, what we've been doing over the last 5 years is actually being able to put more information on a piece of fiber than we did in the past.
This took some major re-engineering. Fiber optics is basically a technology that takes bits of voice and data information, attaches them to pulses of light, and then shoots them through long glass tubes from point A to point B. It used to be that all the light moving through these lines were white. Now, Bilter explains, they use lots of colors to jam as much information into each line as possible.
You know, when you have a rainbow, you have all these different, each frequency is a different color. And that's essentially what we've been doing, is adding more frequencies or more colors.
Because of innovations like this, it's now possible to move 16 million simultaneous phone conversations on one pair of fiber optic lines. With this level of efficiency, it's no surprise there's a glut of capacity. Add this to the sluggish economy, and Alan Tumalillo, CEO of Probe Research, says the result is bad news for many of the companies that built the high-speed networks.
A lot of them have either gone into bankruptcy or have suffered significant financial market share losses.
Tumalillo says of all the fiber optic companies, one, Denver-based Level 3 Communications, may be best positioned. That's because it's completely abandoned the idea of building more high-speed capacity. Instead, with a newly announced cash infusion from investor Warren Buffett, it will try to pick up on the cheap the distressed assets of its former competitors and clients who've been forced into bankruptcy. Tumalillo points to WorldCom as one place they might begin. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.